Hello, I'm Bill Davis, the servant apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, missing locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spread the Lord's upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering his sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth, which is the word of faith, which I preach. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You should be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. How that Jesus Christ died for our sins, according to Scripture, he was buried. He rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. If you would turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, I thought we'd be talking about what Jesus taught and did, but that's what I get for thinking. Amen. If you will just bear with me, in the 14th and 15th verse of Acts chapter 1, I believe it says there, they were all in the upper room in one accord along with the women. Is that right?
That is right.
That says that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Isn't it amazing God knows the Bible? Amen. Amen. Along with the women, all in one accord. Does that say with prayer and supplication?
Yes.
Prayer and supplication. Then what they were praying for, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know what supplication means? It means grace for a specific thing. And they were asking for the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Baptism in the Holy Spirit. Did I miss anything in those two verses?
No.
That. So let's, what do you say? We go to Acts 2. Oh, listen. In 1970, you know, that's quite a while back, you know that? I'm just a kid. Don't ever kid yourself. I am just a kid. I'm one of God's kids, and I feel like a kid. Is that okay? I heard about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I couldn't believe such thing existed. But God was leading me. And when God leads you, he will lead you into the place that he has prepared for you, and you won't even know what it is or what it's like. And when you see it, it will scare you, and he'll keep leading you and bringing you in. You'll finally get over your fear, and you'll say, wow, what's this? Maybe not that bad. Amen. So, I've shared. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, being another tongue. I was talking to a man downtown Dallas today, and he was born again. He was born again. Nice person. And I've known him a couple of years. And I was in his office for some business. And I said, does Jesus Christ live in your heart? He said, yes, sir. I said, good. I shared a few more things. I said, are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? When he didn't answer, I knew either what I was talking about. So I said, let me share about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I shared with him how God baptized me in the Holy Ghost. Saying at midnight, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Amen. Lord God. So what are you sneezing for? You taking a cold? No, I'm driving the devil out. How's that? Amen. My God. Must be two or three of them around here. Amen. Glory. Must it be the name. Amen. So, if you would turn with me in your Bible, Acts chapter 2, verse 1. We're going to have Kathy read for us, and we're going to be sharing. Acts chapter 2. Let's go.
Verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come.
Pentecost? That's what, 5? Go ahead.
They were all with one accord in one place.
One accord in one place. Go ahead.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Amen.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Oh, did you hear that? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The word utterance is words. As the Spirit gave them words. The words were words of the Spirit. They were not words that you learned at some university or some Bible school or anywhere else. The words were what the words of the Spirit, as the Spirit gave them words. All right? Let's move on.
Verse 5, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven.
Listen to that. They were dwelling at Jerusalem. Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Every nation. All right? Jews. Out of every nation under heaven. Hear that. Now, let's go.
6. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we are born?
Hear that? They were all together in one accord. They heard every man speak, spoken through the 120 that the Holy Spirit was poured out on. They heard every one of them. Devout Jews under every nation under heaven, and every one of them heard a Galilean speak in their own language, and they were mystified. Are we ready? Go ahead.
Verse 9, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus in Asia, in Pygia, in Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in parts of Libya around Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this?
Right. All amazed, because all these various people, various groups of people, various nations of people heard these Galileans speak the language that these people understood. Now, for you blind people, and you doubters, and you wicked people that say that was the only time that God ever did that, He never did that through any other people. God bless you, prideful thing. I will show you He did that many times. All right? Through other people. So put away your pride. Quit thinking you're so important, because no flesh is going to glory in the presence of God. All of these various nations of people heard these Galileans speak there, not the Galileans' language, the people that heard their language in other tongues. You ready?
Verse 13. Others mocking said, "These men are full of new wine."
Mocking? They do that today, don't they? Oh, yes. People mock. Well, I pray for you that God forgives you and sets you free so you don't go to hell. Go ahead.
14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them.
Thank you. Notice, Peter stood up with 11. I'm often wondering where the other 10 are to stand up with me. Well, they will. They're beginning to stand up. You know that? You better believe. Thank God. Peter standing up with the 11. Now listen to this. Go ahead.
You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day.
Wait a minute. Is that not incredible that they thought these people were drunk? You know, I've been accused of being drunk. Yeah, mocking, saying all kinds of things. I laugh at you ignorant people. I do. 2,000 years ago, they thought they mocked them because they spoke in a language they did not understand. And Peter said, these are not drunken as you suppose. Kathy, what's next?
16. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Listen to this.
And
Joel chapter 2. That's Old Testament, as you call it. Amen. Go ahead.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
On my servants and handmaidens?
Right.
Servants? Doesn't say maidservants?
Nope, it says servants and on my handmaidens.
Okay, very good. Go ahead.
And I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and
hold
wonders.
Hold it just a minute. Peter just got through speaking by the Spirit of God. Joel chapter 2. Now, and that was talking about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And it was also talking about what goes along with the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Prophecy. Amen. Other tongues. And then Peter starts preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I recall back in the early 1970s, when I got connected with the charismatic people, and they had all kinds of doctrines that were goofy as they could be. And one of them was how to witness to a Jew. And one day, the Lord said to me, "Do you want to know how to witness to a Jew?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Read Acts 2. Read Acts 2. So that's what we're doing. You know what we're doing? Witnessing to Jews and Gentiles throughout the world. Thank God. Now, would you proceed?
22, you men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth.
Oh, I like that. You know, you men of Israel, hear these words. Pay attention to me. Go ahead.
A man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain.
Oh, did you know Peter, by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost, said to Israel, wicked hands crucified Jesus. Wicked hands. Those same hands, that wicked hands, I should say, exist today in Plano, Texas, Dallas, Houston, Paris, Tokyo, Beijing. You want to get somewhere? How about Moscow? They got a man. Amen. How about Bombay? Wicked hands? Oh, yeah. But guess what? God has a people redeemed by the blood of Jesus out of every kindred, tongue, people, blood, and nation. And it's done by the Spirit of God. Katie, would you read on?
24, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it.
I love that. Do you know that?
Amen.
They crucified him, and God loosed him from the pains of death. Why? Because the Word of God said he'd be raised again the third day, and it was not possible that that death could hold him. Did you know it's not possible that death, the devil, principality, power, ruler of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness, it's not possible they can hold you where you're at. It's not possible. You believe the gospel, you pray, and there are a lot of us praying for you all over the world. It's not possible that you remain in the condition you're in. It is not possible that you remain in that state of desperation, of despair. You know why? Because it was not possible that Jesus could be held in death. And God raised him from the dead. And when he raised him from the dead, he raised us with him. Thank God. Kathy, read on.
25, for David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also, my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance.
I believe he's quoting Psalm 16 there. Go on.
Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ.
One moment. You people that wonder about David, and you call him wicked and all these things, God had sworn by him, and he called him a prophet. Is that right? David was a prophet?
That's right.
And he said, God had sworn he'd raise up one from his loins. Is that right?
That is correct. To sit on his throne.
To sit on his throne. Did you know Jesus Christ is the one that came from the loins of David and is seated at the right hand of the Father on the throne of God? And you people put down David, you silly things. You don't know what you're doing. You are blind. Why don't you believe the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and you will see God and Jesus high and lifted up? Oh, hallelujah. Kathy, would you go on?
31. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption.
Stop. David saw that before. The resurrection, before it took place, the resurrection of Christ, and that his soul was not left in hell. What a beautiful, beautiful thing that you can get out of reading the Psalms out loud, praying them. You will see Jesus in the Psalms that you've never heard of before. But it's the one that was raised from the dead. Could we go on?
32. This Jesus has God raised up, wherein we are all witnesses.
This Jesus?
This Jesus.
Isn't that sweet? God is raised up, right?
Right.
From the dead?
Right.
Let's go on.
33. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thy foes thy footstool.
Just a minute. Notice, God had promised through David, Jesus, to be raised from the dead. And not only that, he promised through David the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Thank God, the gospel, the resurrection, and the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And he did it just as he had spoken. The words of the Word of God, the words of the Father, they are sure, they are real, and they will produce just what God has said they will produce in your life as ministered by the Father through the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. Kathy D., would you go on?
36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
That Peter was a bold Jew, wasn't he? He told that bunch of Jews, you crucified him, and God raised him from the dead. You know, I want to tell all you people something. God is not afraid of any of you, and God is not afraid to speak through any of his servants, anything that he wants to, and he's not afraid that his servants will be destroyed because you hate him. Have they?
37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent.
What? Wait a minute. They heard about the resurrection, the death, burial, and resurrection, the gospel. You know what it did? Pricked their hearts. Pricked their hearts. They said, Oh, men and brethren, what shall we do? Oh, I love this. You know that? I love this to see people's hearts pricked and say, Oh, brother, what do I do? Bob, this is more fun than anything I've ever done in my life. Oh, brother, what can I do? Oh, I'm so scared. Good. You need to be afraid of God. Tremble at His word, and you'll be raised up by God. Men and brethren, what shall I do, or what shall we do, right?
Right.
And what did Peter say?
Then Peter said unto them, Repent. And
repent. Change your will right now. Change your mind. Change the way you're going. That's what repent means. It doesn't mean get on the floor, cry, roll around, act stupid. Have you ever been in one of those stupid meetings? Oh, God, I have. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Shut up! Change your will. I've been to every kind of meeting that you can imagine. I had a preacher once that wanted to use this church to pray. And he was from another nation. And he was here for a couple of weeks. And he said, could you let me in so I could go to your church and pray at 6 a.m. every morning? I said, I will give you a key to it. All right? Now, I want the camera on me for sure. Oh, you're on the front row. I've got to get over here in my place. Over here in Doyle's place by the migrants. Now, here's my chair. Here he is. Now, he's up here every morning. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I couldn't stand much of that. Hello, Father, in Jesus' name. Gird up your loins and pray. I know we're getting wild tonight, Bob. Is that okay? That's kind of me. It didn't used to be. I was so bad I couldn't even speak loud. But those old God people. Lord, have mercy on them and change them to pray to the Father in Jesus' name and worship and praise the Father and quit yelling or moaning and groaning, oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that Luke?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for not hitting me. And I'm telling you, religion is so sick. Kathy, would you... wait a minute. Repent, right?
Repent.
And do what?
And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
Okay. Now, here is where we start getting in trouble. Because Matthew 28 talks about baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I know that. I know that. Don't you one that's come at me. I know all you people. In 43 years, I've met everything that walks and those that crawl and groan and moan. All right? be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, water baptism in the name of Jesus takes care of the sins of the old man. Romans 6 says you're baptized into the death of Jesus, and all your sins are gone with it. All right? Now, Kathy, what else?
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, really? The Holy Ghost is a gift, huh? That's what it says. No, tongues is not a gift. Tongues is not a gift. Holy Ghost is a gift, and when you get the gift, you get to speak in tongues. Why do you people marvel at my servant, saith the Lord? He is just acting the way I have trained him to act, and speaking what I put through his heart to speak. So don't marvel and think this is some strange thing that's never been done on the earth, because what he is doing and has said took place 2,000 years ago. Sorry. Andrew Lewis. Kathy, what's the name?
For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Is that a cool one? This promise, this speaking in tongues, is to you. Who else?
And to your children.
Children.
And to all that are afar off.
Are you far off? Are you far off? If you're far off, you're one God's talking to. You are one that God is speaking to if you're far off, or if you're near, if you're children, he's speaking to you. And what's next?
Even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Oh, yeah. If God wants you to have the Holy Ghost, he'll call you. You say, well, if he wants me to have it, he will just baptize me. Oh, shut up. What makes you think you're so important? I heard a dumb preacher. He's dumb. He said, if God wants me to have the Holy Ghost, he can baptize me on TV. Nah, he'd send you out in the desert. Because you know why you want to be baptized on TV? Just be seen a man. That's your pride. Amen. Kathy, what's the name?
40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Untoward.
Untoward generation. Save yourself. Right?
Right.
Read on.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, parted them to all men, even as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
That's the way the church began. That's the way it began, and it should never stop. It'll keep going. That's the way Water of Life walks. Paul, could we worship God?